Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pioneer Podcasting presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and 6 children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her here. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Welcome back, you guys, to a brand new episode of House of Kim, where we unapologetically share the ups and downs of our unpredictable life. And just like you guys, always trying to find a way to inspire and increase positivity in our daily lives. Welcome, you guys, to Safe Space with Kim and Croy. We have changed our name. It wasn't really a name, but fan interaction.
Yeah.
We've been racking our brains. I was going to say like preaching positivity or I don't know. So
fantastic fans.
Yeah.
We like Safe Space with Kim and Croy because we want this to be a safe space for you to send us your questions, your comments, your concerns. If you don't mind, we'll mention your name. If you don't want your name mentioned, we cannot mention it. We can call you an alias name to hide your identity. Send it to us at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com. Text or voicemail at 323-213-8100. Again, this is for us to be able to give you our thoughts and our advice on how we would handle that situation that you're currently experiencing and also implement our philosophy and positivity and our life mantra that we live our life with and help you navigate that situation. So
we get tons of emails. There's so many emails that have been coming in. We are absolutely loving it. And I will have you know that we read every single email.
We do.
It may not be all of them. I don't think we finished reading all of them from last week to this week yet because there's hundreds and hundreds of them. But anyways, we might just read yours on our podcast as well. Okay, pandemic mom guilt. We received a lot of feedback, like I'm going to read from Yvonne. And you are not alone. Yvonne sends an email, says, how do you balance being a mom, a businesswoman, find time to work out, still focus on family, and love yourself all in one day? Am I being selfish by wanting to focus more on me? Help. I don't think you're being selfish at all. If you're not at your best, you can't give your best to your husband, your children, your job. I definitely, over the last, I would say like 2 years, I usually don't take the time for myself, like as far as, you know, going and getting a facial or something, or even putting a mask on at home, for example. Like I would never do that. I got so busy with all these little kids running around and stuff. And then finally, like a couple years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, I really need to like just take the 10 minutes to do it because it makes me feel better. Sometimes I'll get in the bath. Like if I have a migraine or my muscles are sore, I love to take a bath. I sleep better. Even though it's like, to me, it's like annoying. Like, oh, I don't want to get in the bathtub and like, but I make myself do it. I sleep better. That way I get up and I feel better. I think being a mom for me has been getting harder and harder as they get older because everybody wants my attention and it seems to always be at the same time. So mom, watch this. Mom, watch this. Mom, look at this text message. Ariana's like, mom, can we go to the store? Like there's always all of the, you know, when they're babies, they're not, you're feeding them a bottle or, you know, you're feeding them baby food and then they're eating, you know, they're just, they're little babies and they're little kids. And then all of a sudden, like one day they grew up and they have all this stuff going on with school. And so it's definitely, I do sometimes feel very overwhelmed. I'll look at Croy and like, Croy? And he's like, give your mom some space. That's like his famous, give your mom some space. Running for me is my favorite. I haven't been doing it as much as I was doing it because I have been so busy. But I think running and taking that time out, I try to bust out like 4 miles in 35 minutes or so. And just do it really quickly. Like, I don't want to, again, I'm one of these people, like, you can either walk, I'm going to run just to get it over with. I think it's important for your mind and your body to exercise. I think there has to be, you know, a balance. I will give until, like, I'm wore out, exhausted to my kids, right? I think that's every mom's almost downfall, if you will. Like, you just will give and give and give, and you'll always listen, you'll always watch, and then you, like, now I'm trying to say to, like, KJ yesterday, he came in three times, I'm like, KJ, I'm working on something, give me 1 second, honey. And he waited, and that was fine, and I finished what I was doing. So I'm trying to do that instead of, like, stopping what I'm doing, and because if I did that every day, I wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
But I definitely think as the kids get older, it does get harder. But it's important to focus on yourself. Yeah, I think my stroke really taught me that as well. I was doing, like, way too much.
Right.
And a couple of years after the stroke, I was like, you know what? It's really not worth doing all that.
Right. And that's a great question. I think everybody in this world has this exact same question. How do you balance everything? One thing that we have found that I found interesting was I didn't really realize that I had been doing it prior to having kids, but my life had been very regimented, right? Like, you had to be on time at certain places and be there for meetings and workouts and lunch.
If not, you got fined. So that's a really great way to stay on schedule.
But even in college, where you didn't get fined, but, you know, time, you know, you had time for homework, you had time for workouts, you had time for work and all those things. And so when you approach life and set up a routine, right, find that routine, get used to that routine so that your family knows what to expect when they're with you, when you're going to be working out, and they can become familiar with your routine. And ultimately, it's not about quantity, it's about quality, right? So you can spend 5 hours with your family, but if you're so tired from your day because it's just all out of whack and not in routine, you're not spending quality time with your family. It's like you didn't spend a minute with them, even though you sat next to them for 5 hours because you weren't engaged, you weren't responding, you may be sleeping, you were zoned out at the TV. So you really have to be spending quality time and maximizing your efficiency when it is doing what you're doing so that you can, you know, maximize your sleep routine so that you wake up ready to go.
Well, we've not been doing very good about our sleeping routine. I was online last night till 2:30 in the morning drinking wine.
It's okay to let loose, you know, you got to let loose.
And, you know, just like, and then we have to get up at 6:30 in the morning, get the kids to school. And I love to go to bed early. I love to be in the bed by 9:30, you know, asleep by like 10:30, and then up at 6:30. I was that way with my girls. They went to bed every single night at 8. I went to bed every single night at 9. And I got up, I think it was 7 with them, to take them to school every morning. But we had a very pretty standard routine Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday. Our kids always are in the bed by 8. KJ and Cash can stay up maybe till 9. It just depends on kind of the day. But they've always had a really good schedule. But yeah, I mean, I'm a procrastinator too. So I find, like, I just need to get it done.
Right.
You know, people say if you have to do something and it, like, just get it done. Like,
right.
I'll
don't
just
push
like,
it off.
I'll do it tomorrow, or, you know, like that. I do that with text messages. I have how many unread text messages I have at the present moment is 297 unread text messages.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just opening them, reading them, and like I just get so busy, they get buried. Like, I need to take the time to actually go through it. It would make me feel better if I went through my and deleted them or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, prioritizing stuff is important too. And you should be, you know, your top priority if your kids are in school. As soon as you drop them off, you know, come home. I like to work out at night. That's kind of what cramps my style. I don't like working out first thing in the morning. No matter how hard I've tried, it's not me. So that's the only thing that kind of throws a wrench in our schedule. But
Jocelyn D from Vancouver, Canada. She left us a very sweet voicemail.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Kim and Croy. I'm 26 and newly engaged. I got engaged during COVID, which was the exciting part. And my question for you guys is, me and my fiance are super in love. We love each other. And we really want a successful family, just like you and Croy. I love how you focus just on your kids and all the positivity. My question is, because you decided to focus on your family so much, did that kind of cause you to get rid of a lot of toxic friends and people around you just to let you really focus on the family a lot more? Thanks so much. I love your guys' podcast. I'm so glad that it's back. You guys are my favorite. Bye.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the engagement.
Yeah,
that's so exciting. You know what, girl? Honestly, all that really fucking matters is your family in my mind, right? I have been a parent since I was 18 years old. Had Ariana, I had Brielle at like 19, 18, whatever, right around there. Ariana at 23 and was a single parent for many, 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 many years. When you become a mother, you'll understand that drive to succeed, that passion. They give you another force behind your body that you'll never understand until you're there. I pass by a lot of my friends. My best friend, Jen, for example, is complete opposite of me. I don't know if you know, but when I asked her to be my maid of honor for my wedding, I thought, like, it's a given that you would do that and be that for me. She didn't want to be on TV, but didn't have the heart to tell me that. We're complete opposites, but she's always been so supportive. I've lost a lot of friends. I have very few. I can count on one hand who I would call my friend. Sean, I could call her right now and tell her I robbed a bank and she'd pick me up and be my getaway car in a New York minute. I know that forever, right?
Yeah.
I think what makes my heart tick is family. I think I don't talk to my family because of certain situations, and you can listen to previous podcasts on that, but I don't talk to my parents. There's a lot of jealousy. I talk to some of my family members. I think that you should focus on your marriage and your family. That's important.
Yeah.
I think it's like the most important.
Yeah. And to highlight your thought there, what I found out in the process of marrying Kim and building a family with her was she was the biggest love of my life. I mean, I had loved football and I had loved friends and I had loved my family and all these different things. I'd loved hunting, but when I had met Kim and fallen in love, she became the biggest love of my life.
Oh, thank you, baby.
And so you want to nourish that and you want to focus on that. And I literally built in a best friend. Like, you don't, I mean, friends are great, but you have your best friend every day right next to you. And that's what you'll find.
Corey and I we don't go to bars. We don't go out with our friends, really. I mean, we have six kids. That's a lot. So it's a little bit different than like the normal family, per se, in this day and age. We're together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He made me mad today, and I told him to go get an office and go to work there for a couple hours a day.
But, hey, she might show up at my office in a little skirt sometime.
And his fucking dreams. You know what? On a side note,
I might just get an office for that reason.
I was at the OBGYN. I swear to God, you guys, I was at a new OBGYN after 22 years. Dr. Hood, who delivered five out of my six kids, he retired, sent me to somebody else. It was not good. And so I wanted to find a new one. Did a poll on Instagram, found this lady. I'm in the office. I'm naked, waiting for my annual pap smear. And Corey texts me, I'm going to pull this shit up, you asshole. I text Corey and I say, while I'm sitting back there by myself, how much do you think my wig, my shoes, and my clothes weigh? I weighed blank, blank pounds. What the fuck? He said, ha ha, maybe 4 pounds. I said, He said, fucking yummy, because he likes me thick. I said, I'm going home and we're going to weigh my clothes, my wig, and my shoes. He said, I'll be your scale. I said, you're a fucking pervert. I hate these annual pussy appointments. I might just have to leave, but yeah, you can be my scale. He said, yeah, definitely don't envy this appointment for you. I said, when do you have to start coughing and shit for your doctor? He said, never anymore. That's only to check for a hernia. I said, oh, but I think at 40, I have to get the finger to check the prostate. I said, don't they fondle your balls? He said, no, that's just the nurses at the checkup. I said, in your dreams, you pervert. He said, if you were my nurse, I would have taken you to the storage room after like my third to fourth checkup. I said, more like your 12th appointment, you prude ass. I said, I would have taken you to the storage room on your first appointment. He said, just to make sure you couldn't resist 1 ounce. I hope you guys know that Corey didn't touch me for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't touch me one time. Like, did not touch.
I was having so much fun with you and Brielle and Ariana, Corey, and just hanging out. And
that's fucking dumb. You're 23 or 4 years old.
Every date we went on, it was with the girls. And it was so much fun.
So what?
And then before I knew it, I was like, dang, I've been with this girl for like 3 months.
And never touched her. Damn.
Try it out.
Yeah. And you did. And there's KJ 9 months later.
So anyways.
But anyways.
It will become natural that you, you know, when it's the right one and it's just flowing, you'll just notice kind of things just fall away and your focus just gets real tight in on the things that are making you happy. So
it's super easy to do.
Yeah.
When your pregnancy starts, enjoy every minute. It goes so fast but feels so long. The years with your kids, the days seem long and the years are so short. Every day I look at my boys who KJ's like to my chin and I'm just like, oh my God, give me another one.
It was fast.
It's so fast. Thank you for your email so much. I wish you guys the best. Have the biggest fucking wedding ever. like ever. A big wedding, be super focused on your husband. We were told by our wedding planners team, focus on your husband that day. You only have one wedding. I think everybody runs around on a side note and tries to focus on all their family and saying hi to everybody, but you're going to see them again, but like enjoying your wedding and going back. Like Corey ditched, we ditched our wedding and like went to our room at like 1 a.m. Everybody partied on until 4 a.m. Right. Corey had to work the next day because I wanted to be married 11-11-11, which was a fucking Friday in the middle of football season. Goodbye, Corey.
If you feel like you're drowning or you just need to vent, or maybe you've slept with your spouse or what? Partner's sibling. Your spouse is, or partner sibling.
You slept with your spouse or your partner sibling.
We
and...
have a lady who has maybe...
Can we start over? Feels like you're drowning and just need to vent, or maybe you've slept with your spouse or your partner sibling, and we'd like to hear it in today's episode. And do you need advice from us? Because we're about to give it.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep. You are listening to Safe Space with Kim, my wonderful wife, and myself, Croy, where we share our positive advice and relationship tips and plays from our own personal parenting playbook at the Bierman House. Anything and everything is nothing. Nothing's off limits to us. We're here to take your questions or your struggles and give you our advice on how we think we would handle that if that was us, or if we would never do something like that and you're just completely off the rocker, we'll tell you that. We don't care. We want to hear about it, and we're here to help improve your life so that our listeners can experience those trials and tribulations with you and get better with us. So,
okay, you guys. No, Corey, just jump to the shit. Like,
go for it.
Do you or don't you? Should she let the cat out of the bag? This is a tough one, you guys. Anonymous. We never disclose where these emails are coming from.
Unless you want us to. I mean, we can drop names.
Yeah, no,
you tell us. Say, drop the name. We're dropping the name.
Nobody
if it's going
to
be Mary from Mississippi.
Drink your beer. Nobody wants
the name. If it's Mary from Mississippi and she's loving her husband's brother, then we'll let you know. But most of the times, we'll keep you anonymous.
Anyways, we're going to talk about... Okay, let's just read the email. Fuck it. Hi, Kim and Croy. I love your podcast and I really need advice. Okay, you guys ready? I am madly in love and have a beautiful relationship with my husband, but we have a dirty little secret.
Oh, God.
I already know not to say a word. That's what I think. That's my gut right now. It says, yeah, don't say a fucking word. 3 years before I met my husband, I had a one-night stand with his brother. Ah! My husband knows everything we keep, no secrets. It's very hard for me to get close to his brother's wife. She is so nice to me, but I know she doesn't know about this secret. The worst part is I accidentally told a family member while we were drinking one day. So there's a possibility that the secret will come out. What's your advice? What should I do if the secret comes out? Thank you for your advice. I need it. Don't say a fucking word.
Who cares?
Don't say a word.
No, say it. Tell him.
Tell him who?
Tell everybody.
Her husband?
The husband knows.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
3 years before I met my husband, I had a one-night stand with his brother.
Everything.
No, she does not. My husband knows everything. We keep no secrets,
right.
But it's very hard for me to get close to his brother's
wife.
The
only person that doesn't know is the brother's wife.
Wait. I got to read. I'm madly in love, and I have a beautiful relationship with my husband.
Tell
him. We have a dirty little secret. That's a lie. You're not reading it right.
Yes, I am.
I am madly in love and have a beautiful relationship with my husband.
Yes.
We have a dirty little secret.
Yes.
3 years before I met my husband, I had a one-night stand with his brother.
Yes.
My husband knows everything. We keep no secrets. It's very hard for me to get close to his brother's wife. Oh,
yes.
I guess I read it wrong.
Tell the wife. It's okay. You didn't do anything
wrong.
Why
would you tell the wife? Gross.
You didn't do anything. Just, you don't have to get into any details.
So you're telling me, sweetie, anonymous?
Honey, I am telling you, you need to tell his wife. You don't need to tell details.
Why? For what reason, dude?
Because you need
unless
to,
she's confronted, she says nothing.
No,
Corey,
no.
Opposite?
You should always be
you
on
think
the front line.
Having dinner at the Olive Garden, you should be like, hey, by the way, I fucked your husband.
No.
That's
have
ridiculous.
A few glasses of wine, maybe go for the spa day and just say, hey, funny story. Back in the day, I ran across, you know, Joe.
Your
or whatever.
Husband's big dick, and it was great. By the way, great.
Whatever. It was a one night stand. It wasn't like it was a relationship. It was whatever. Things happen. There's no.
Why does she need to know?
There's no shame in that, because if she finds out from somebody else, then it's going to be the secret. Oh, and then it's going to be a big deal. If you just tell her, she probably doesn't even give a shit. She's going to be like, "Isn't it great?" Or something like that.
No,
she probably won't even care.
Why are we so opposite, Corey?
I don't know. I think you should tell
Wouldn't
her.
Wouldn't say a word, sweetie. Tell Trust her. Me, I'm a girl. He's a guy. He wants to know the dirt. He's
no.
He's
tell
perverted.
Her.
He wants to know.
No, you want to tell her. You don't want any secrets. You never want secrets. Secrets
are terrible.
Troy,
if her husband knows that she fucked his brother, we're good.
Who
Nothing
cares?
Else matters.
No.
His wife doesn't even know she fucked her. Him.
Look, here's the other big problem, right?
There isn't one.
No, there's a massive problem because the brother hasn't told his wife that he slept with the sister-in-law.
Okay, don't make that face. That's ridiculous. Who cares?
That's a problem.
They probably fucked before they even met.
Maybe she's prettier. Maybe she's got bigger tits.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
I don't know.
You're so stupid. Sweetie.
I don't know.
Sweetie.
So I guess.
I don't know your name because my assistant
hotter,
just has anonymous
I guess
on
if
this.
You're hotter than his wife, you maybe should probably keep it a secret. Because there's a reason why he hasn't told.
Physical. Here's the thing. Maybe if there's you're sweet and you would have ran across the basketball court and said, KJ was out. 2 5-minute segments or whatever you call it or whatever. You know what, babe? That would have been so
I don't know.
Hot to me. But now,
there's
baby.
There's got to be a reason,
Here's
though.
The thing. I wouldn't say a fucking word.
Yeah,
and
I
if
don't
you
know.
Were confronted.
I don't know. I'm second
guessing. Drinking.
Now.
Drink. No, listen to me. Trust me. I'm a female. She doesn't need to know anything. This happened before they met, I'm assuming. If not, give me the deets on all this. My assistant literally printed this out and it says anonymous on the bottom of it, which is funny. Because she knows when I drink my wine, I might say something, but I won't. I think that the secret, if it does come out and she asks you, be like, oh my God, that was years ago. Like I would play it off like it was no big deal.
Right. You could, okay, I like that approach. Let's do that. If you're approached, then you're going to be like, yeah, like, well, I didn't think it was a big deal. Like, I'm sorry.
We were drunk. It was
don't
nothing.
Lie
it was
about
nothing.
It. Do not lie about it. If you are questioned, definitely fess up. But
I feel so bothered if it was like kitchen cash. Like, oh, like, I'd be like, bitch!
No.
If I was the mother-in-law, no. Whatever, I'd be pissed right now. So here's the thing. Nobody needs to know the secret. If you're confronted, which I feel like if you were to be confronted, it would be after a night of many drinks. You could be like, girl, oh my God, we were so hammered. I don't even remember that shit. That was years ago. I would play it off as nothing.
Silly. Yeah, like silly.
Oh my
like,
God, silly.
Totally
if not,
downplay it.
Say
totally
nothing.
Totally downplay it. But don't downplay him. Just downplay the situation. Because if you downplay him, then she's going to feel inadequate and she's going to feel like she married like a dud. So just downplay the situation. Don't downplay him.
So wait, how does your... What I need
but we
to know
need to
is,
know why he hasn't said anything to the wife.
Why? Because he's not stupid.
That's like awkward. Like he would be.
Oh, really? You want to tell me you fucked my sister?
Well,
like
yeah,
that's
if,
weird.
If I had, okay, if you had a sister and I would be so fucking nervous that like all of a sudden, like one day you'd find out and I'd be like, yeah, I've seen your sister's tits and they were in my face.
Cry. And then we would not be together.
See?
So,
that's my point.
So you wouldn't say anything is my
no,
point.
No, you can't hide anything from your wife.
Well, we're married now, and I'll chop you up.
I know you can't hide anything. So it's his fault.
Babe.
It's the brother's fault.
Whatever your name is, because my assistant's smart, and she just put anonymous. But whatever your name is, I need to know if – what is your – okay, I need to know the logistics. So you met your husband, his brother, in 1991. You fucked the brother in 1990. Like, I need to know the logistics. Like, I have to know – I need to know this. My recommendation with the information that I have today is I wouldn't say a fucking word.
Yeah, unless you're approached.
If confronted.
Yeah.
If confronted, even if she's sober, be like, a girl. Oh, my God. That was so many years ago. Like, that we were drunk, and it was like a wild night out. Like, I don't even fucking remember. That's
no,
how I would play that.
No, because you're downplaying him. You just want to, like, oh.
You want to say he was so great in bed, baby? No. Like, no, you don't. Like, I don't even fucking remember, girl.
Well,
we were, like, drunk.
You don't
want to
upplay or downplay the situation.
So how... Okay, what
him.
Does she say? What is her exact
just
line?
Like, yeah, like, oh my gosh, that was, I totally, you know, like, I forgot, or like, it was so long ago, whatever, you know, like, yeah, like, you know.
Trust me,
know.
Sweetie, I'm a female.
Don't say anything.
I would downplay his
but
ass.
But
like, he has the smallest pecker in America.
But you should ask your husband to talk to his brother and say, dude. You better maybe.
I'm so bothered by cash, KJ. And
maybe
Kane.
Fix.
I'm so bothered by this.
You better fix that with your wife. That's his.
She doesn't need to know, dude. Like, there's some secrets that are best kept unsaid.
Oh, you're holding secrets, huh?
No, baby. We've been together 10 years. Okay. Like, we're past the secrets.
There's no secrets. No best secrets kept unsaid. Like,
Well, I don't have a sister, thank fucking God, and you don't have a brother, so we're good.
Well, for that arena.
Yeah, I mean,
who
like,
knows?
Baby, you're 8 years younger than me. I wasn't playing in that arena. I was doing 8 years older plus. You know what I'm saying? You said I like guys in wheelchairs, to be
honest. All right. Are you drowning or having a codependent relationship with your child? May sound strange, but it happens. All right.
Am I going to? I can't really afford therapy, so I saw your post on Instagram and thought, what the hell?
We have an email from JD.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, JD, that's what I'm talking about. She says, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
I'm reading above. I can't afford therapy, so I saw your post on Instagram and thought, what the hell? I'm a mom first and foremost, and I clean houses as a side gig, which I love, but the Hubs is a major breadwinner. Our teenage son has ADHD and is so miserable in school. He hates every part of it, and because we're doing distant learning, it's falling on me to force him to do the work. I'm kind of a pushover girl like me. It's hard, especially with a son. So I've been doing much of his work, which I don't think I would do, but my kid and I seem to be in a codependent relationship and I'm drowning. I don't even feel like I'm a real person anymore. Oh my God, my heart. I feel you. This would be me in 5 years. I'm trying so hard to handle it all because of how much my hubby works. Day after day, I fall deeper into feeling of how having so little value. I used to be bold, audacious, and now, well, there's not much of that left to me. Oh my God, my heart hurts. Recently, I did a boudoir. For my husband, just for a minute, I felt so alive. I don't know how to have that feeling more often and still get my kid to graduate in a couple of years. I'm stuck, it seems. Any advice would help. Oh my God, my heart hurts so bad because I would take a bullet for my kids, all of them, any of them. I would do their work. I would do all of that, all of those things, so I can feel exactly where you're at. But here's the thing. I think in essence, what you're doing, my husband's very good at this because I would, let's go to Brielle, right? For example, Brielle, I did everything for her. I wiped her ass till she was 11. I blew dry her hair every night. I did everything for her, firstborn. Ariana, I was a single parent. So I was like, get up, get dressed. Let's make your waffle. Let's go, let's go, let's go. You can tell a difference in my girls, but yet they were raised by the same person, period. And so with that being said, I'm not oblivious to that. So with my kids, my boys, girl, Kaya, I know that me doing their work for them is not to their highest and best. You have to look at where they're going, what they're learning, and what they're doing. ADHD, I will tell you this, right? Because I definitely feel like my mom gave me a book when I was like 21. I definitely feel like I have it. There's so many herbal ways to help your child with that. I don't believe in Adderall. I don't believe in all of these other drugs that children are given and take. I don't. I dealt with ADHD most of my life. I feel like maybe 13 and on. And it's been actually a gift because I'm able to manage so many companies and do so many different things at the same time. So you don't want to drown that out from somebody. You just want to subdue it to a point where they can effectively complete one task at a time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah. No, fantastic perspective there and great advice. I will tell you this. When somebody has a condition that can maybe make things more challenging or more difficult, ADHD, any type of situation like that, I think maybe where the reason why you're potentially feeling like you're drowning is because you're trying to take on more than you should be taking on. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not your responsibility to be the teacher. You were not educated to be a teacher, is my guess. You don't have a degree in teaching. You don't have a degree in all those things. Right now, it's your responsibility to be a mom. It's your responsibility to teach boundaries, to keep those structures in place that you've set up as a family, whether it's school, whether it's playtime, whether it's dinner time, whether it's TV time, whatever those will stay the same. If there's a task to be done, whether it's a chore or school or whatever, this is what we're going to do. And I think where you need to maybe just take a breath is that it's going to be okay if maybe your child isn't necessarily advancing as far as you think he should, or maybe advancing at all, as long as he is maintaining his continued education level, okay? He's not falling behind, right? We don't want him to start forgetting things. But if you don't achieve all 13 assignments that he's supposed to get done and you only achieve three, that's better than nothing. What you're doing is totally fine. What you're doing is totally okay.
I'm going to interrupt you here. I had parents that were, you know, they said, you have to go to college. You have to be, you know, something. You have to go to college. I said, Mom, I want to be famous, blah, 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 blah. You have to do something. So I went to nursing school because I didn't want to be a hairdresser like my mom, right? And I loved it and I was pushed to do it. But I also did it all on my own. My mom said, basically, whatever you choose to do, you're going to do on your own. I grew up super fast. I didn't have my mom helping me through like she did high school, right? When I get home from high school and I would have a project due, my mom would help me. My dad would build whatever it would be that I needed for science class, right? I actually graduated high school early. And, you know, I had that support. When it came to nursing school, my mom was like, you're on your own. Like, you're going to do it and you're going to do it on your own. I grew up so fucking fast. I still, on all six of my kids, look back and think to myself, how did my mom do that? How did you take a stance? Because I, obviously, as you would, JD, I feel like we're very similar in this aspect that we would do our kids' work and do all these things to help them and guide them. But in the end, it's actually doing all their work for them and them not doing it themselves is inhibiting, right, their growth, right? And I think I've seen that with Brielle so black and white, the difference between Brielle and Ariana that God showed me so black and white that I don't do that with Kaya, for example, or my boys. And I think you need to look at it like this. As much as, and I think moms, you can all sympathize with me. We would all do everything for all of our children. It just is what it is. But there comes a time and a place and a point where you just have to take a step back and you say, you know what? They're on their own. Like, they have to do it. Croy is the only driving force in my life as to why I took a step back from Brielle and a step back from Ariana and let them grow on their own. It's hard as shit, but you're not allowing them to grow if you're doing everything for them. And then not only on top of that, but you're also drowning yourself and continuing to do it because in your heart, you know it's not right. It's not a good feeling. You know in your heart, like, this is not what you should be doing. And then you're losing yourself and you're fighting for your child and it becomes like almost an internal battle. I think you need to stop. Regroup. I love to run because I can think and regroup because I think, I don't know that anybody can understand what it's like for a mother's love. You would do anything for them, but it's not healthy, right? So you focus on you. You explain that this is to your highest and best. I think as far as ADHD, my parents never wanted to give me medicine. They always gave me books and research on ways to deal with ADHD without being medicated, and it's been to my highest and best. I own 3 companies that are super successful, a TV show. There's people that have ADHD. It's not like a fault per se. So my parents tried to focus on like the benefits of it, which I appreciate. There's ways you can do like acupuncture or herbal medicine and ways to manage it. But I think with a man especially, or a boy in particular, I let Croy raise our sons. When I wanted to walk across the basketball court and say that my son was not playing for those 10 minutes, I know as a mother that I need to take a step back and like, I want my boys to be men like their dad. So that's hard for me to take a step back with my boys. But every time I realize, okay, my husband's amazing. He's a great husband, a great father. I'm going to take a step back and let him do what he does. But it's not easy. It's like, you got to do it, but it's not always easy.
Yeah. Well, fantastic, fantastic information. Wrapping it up here, I would just say, join forces with your husband. Make sure you guys stand your ground. Find what motivates your teenage son, right? Whatever that is that motivates him, and use that to your advantage to say, look, if where you want to be in a couple years, you need to get this done to get there. Again, whatever he finds as recreational, those privileges can be lost. If those,
her husband's working a ton, she's right, trying right. To support so, but him. He's to still like there. Act like she's handling it all on her own.
You shouldn't be doing it on your own. That's my point. You're feeling like you're drowning because you are trying.
But
to
then
do
he starts getting bad grades, and then her husband's working all the time.
So again, too, it's you're only responsible for so much as a parent, right? We as parents, we want to take it all on. We want to pack on the luggage.
I take a bullet for any one of my children.
But at some point, it's no longer your responsibility as a parent, and it's up to your child to handle their own responsibilities.
Well, as much as I don't have a relationship with my parents, I will say this, and I've said it many times before, is that I have the utmost respect for the way that they raised me from a standpoint of like, you're on your own. Like, you need to do it. You're 16. Get your license. Here's your car. They had a loan in my name for $6,000 for my little Acura Integra. Like, I have the like, I, as a parent, look at it like, holy shit, how did you do that? Like, my heart, right? Like, how did you do that?
Sure.
So I think there's a middle ground. Like, I think my parents were extreme. I think I'm extreme to the point where, like, I wanted Croy to go across the court and say, KJ didn't play for those 10 minutes or whatever, and like fight his battle. And Croy said, it's fine. It's fine. There's a balance. I'm still learning that balance. I may have to learn that balance the rest of my life. If I didn't have my husband, it would probably be a different ball game.
Yeah.
But I know raising sons is way different than girls. And so from a mother to mother, I think that you should allow him to be a man, fight his own battles. It's very difficult because the connection between a mother and a son is really different, but you want to raise a man.
Yeah.
And I think that you need to take a step back and let him fight his own battles, and also give yourself a little bit of space too. Like, it's not your responsibility to continue to guide him and make him into who you want him to be. Let him grow into who he needs to be.
Right. I'll end on this. I've never found anything wrong with communicating anything to anybody. So communicate to your husband your feelings. Communicate your feelings to your son. Communicate what you're struggling with, what you're disappointed with, what you see you're proud of him for, what all those things. Let him know what is happening in that situation, what he's causing, what you're causing, all those things. If his behavior is causing you anxiety, say, hey, whatever. You know, please.
It's funny that you're saying this,
you
because
you have to communicate. You have to talk. He's a person.
Croy is a little quiet, right? I over communicate, I feel, with my kids, not necessarily you, babe, but like with my kids, I over communicate because I didn't feel like my parents communicated at all. And so Croy knows what happened in the basketball game, for example, right? He knows what went wrong or what Kane could have done better or KJ or Cash or whatever. I don't know that, but I know their feeling. So what I love about my marriage with you, babe, is that you know the sports. I don't know the sports, you guys. I don't. But I know that I am going to bring out the positive in the experience, period.
Fantastic. So,
what the fuck? You're like, fantastic.
I know. We love you guys as listeners. We are absolutely just so grateful for House of Kim listeners. If you need advice, maybe you're too afraid to bring it up to your family or your friends or your husband or whatever, we're here for you. We'll give you our best opinion, our best advice, or how we would handle that. Ask Kim, ask myself.
We're very different, Croy. We're very different.
How we would handle that situation, and you can take Kim's side or my side.
They're going to take my side.
Who knows? That's exactly what Safe Space is for.
Email us
at your name.
Yeah. houseofkim@kimzolciak.com.
Yep. 323-213-8100 for a text or a voicemail. You can leave it. If you want us to say your name, we will. If you don't, we won't.
We're not saying your name, period. We're not saying your name. Yeah. Nobody wants us to say their name,
right,
baby.
Maybe somebody does. Maybe somebody. That might be freeing for somebody, you know?
You think we're going to be the fucking cause of their divorce? Yeah, no.
Well, who knows? Maybe fucking Steph wants to turn this podcast on for fucking Jody here to finally be us to free her. Who knows?
Okay.
If you want that, we're here for that. You know, like.
Let me go
anything,
free you, baby. Come on.
Anything and everything. We absolutely love you guys.
Thanks, you guys, so much for tuning into House of Kim. We will see you next week.
Have an awesome week.
Thanks for listening to The House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly at pioneerpodcasting.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Love the show? Don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.